This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, September 16th. Well, cattle markets finally getting a little bit of energy to the upside as we move away from those swing lows over the last couple weeks, where we had about a week of basing pattern and the market just started to creep higher last week. And this week we've spent Monday and Tuesday showing some strength. So we're quickly up to those resistance areas on the live cattle, which held the market on Monday and held it again on Tuesday. But the market is holding. We're closing both days at the high end of the range, but clearly showing some struggling at those resistance levels. In feeder cattle, we managed to take out Monday's high yesterday, and the market kind of extending this rally. We're quickly approaching the major resistance there at around 145 on the October and the November contracts. That's the gap from mid-August. Those are also swing lows from early August, swing highs from July. So a lot of price action at that 145 level. And it's a market that's either attracted or repelled prices. So I think that the market's going to take a run at that. You know, we're not that far away. We're only about a buck away. And that's the significant resistance that I'm looking for this market to kind of stall out and take another run to the downside. Cash trade so far this week has been pretty much nothing. Last week, the Fed trade around 101 was down 2 from the previous week, but still up 1 from a year ago. Dress trade at 161, down 3 from the previous week and up 2 from last year. Dressed weights continuing to push higher, up 3 pounds from the previous week at 838 pounds. That's up 19 over a year ago. Primal ribs at 373, down 1 from last week, up 14 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 224, down 1 from last week, unchanged from a year ago. Year-to-date, federally inspected slaughters down 4.6% from last year. Cow slaughters down 0.9% from last year. Weights are up 2.8% over last year, and beef production is down 1.9% from last year. The box beef values yesterday were lower, choice down 112 at 216, select down 148 to 206. The spread was up 36 cents at 981, movement 159 loads. Feeder cattle index down 95 cents at 140.52, and front month futures are at 141.67. So we continue to pull away from the front month futures, which are moving higher, and yet the cash index is moving lower. So obviously, especially headed into expiration here in a couple weeks, we're moving away from each other instead of closer together. So week-to-date slaughter rates were at 240,000 head. That's 1,000 more than we were a year ago. So we're pretty much keeping pace with last year. So I think our window of tight slaughter numbers is closing rapidly. And as we get into October, we're going to just see a notable increase in market-ready cattle. And that's, if you don't have an increase in demand, I think, yeah, you know, the result is pretty obvious. That's why I'm looking for this market to run into problems and kind of have a counter-seasonal type of price action, where normally you're moving higher into the fall, and especially into the holiday season. I don't see that happening this year. I kind of see the opposite, where you just had such a bottle or a bunching up of placements in the summer from cattle that would have been placed in March and April, where there was a huge drop. Those kind of got put on grass and stayed there until you ran out of grass. So we didn't see those cattle come into the feedlot until way later. So they're going to have a heavier frame for one thing. They're going to be a little bit heavier when they come in for another thing. So they're going to finish out heavier. We have plenty of feed around, so they'll put the weight on them. So not only what I would expect to see, are going to have more numbers and significantly more numbers. The weights are going to be bigger. Weights have been bigger all year than a year ago, but I would expect that we'll continue to see that. So this is an important fundamental combination. You know, increasing numbers, increasing weights, you're going to see a significant increase in beef production as you head into the fall and into the winter. And can you make the argument that exports are going to increase that much? They certainly haven't shown that over the last several weeks. Or that domestic consumption is really going to pick up That's tough to argue, really. You know, beef prices have rallied somewhat, but not that much, even with tight available supplies of cattle, and packer margins have been huge. So, you know, much of the profit has gone to the packers, and yet, you know, the cash trade has been okay. It hasn't been a huge rally. But again, so my point is, I just don't see the economy kicking into high gear where you would have a significant increase in beef consumption. School openings are scattered already, and that's usually a pretty big buyer of beef. So that's my outlook. I think that a little bit more left in this rally, not much. Again, like a buck, that's hardly even worth talking about. But I think with live cattle, December in particular, reaching its target and 2 days in a row not being able to breach it, and feeder cattle kind of catching up, approaching their resistance. We'll see how we perform here. You know, if we can get a little bit more momentum, maybe we'll take a run at that August high. That'd be nice to see. But I don't think we're going to quite get there. And ultimately, I'm just looking to get some hedges in place, looking for a notable drop in prices as we head into the winter months. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities. You can reach me at 1-800-888-9843.